is the story of two guys who start at the bottom and with a lot of hard work continue along the bottom and finally end up at the bottom.
Quit effing with our show, you're gonna ruin it. Escape from the suits, we pursuing it. Tunneled out Shawshank through the sewer, kid. Now we're chilling at the Eagle, yeah, we doing it. 2 o'clock on the dot, gotta have it. Former House of Ghost status, Howard Stern and Kid Craddock. Shows adding up, multiply like a rabbit. Tune in, zone out, crank it up, beat the habit.
I wanna hang out with my friends. Rockin' on the radio, my homegrown homeboy's been at skin. Talkin' on the radio, it's time to do this once again. Oh baby, here we go, KT, Christina, been at skin. All up on my radio.
I got my son a Greg Hardy jersey.
What was that? What's Skin say?
I got my son a Greg Hardy jersey.
Okay, there he is. Jeff Skin Wade endorsing Greg Hardy.
I love to party.
Yes, you do. This is the world-famous Ben and Skin Show 97.1 The Eagle. Thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your daily routine. Here we are on hump day.
Oh.
That's right, lady.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen. See, one lady is into it, one lady is not into it. And I'm talking about the nickname.
Oh. Mm.
He's into it.
Wow.
He's surprised by it.
Another one.
He's ready for it.
Another one.
Oh, damn.
Another one.
Oh, what is happening?
Another one.
He can go.
Another
and go.
One. And another one.
She likes it.
Why was there motivational music behind it?
Cataldi. Oh, look, this is going to be a great show.
So weird.
This is the dumbest show on the radio. And of all the things you could be listening to right now, this is the stupidest. So thank you for tuning in. And to that end, please get out there and invite your friends to listen. We're trying to grow the show. We want more people to come to this party. And look, life's stressful out there. Look what's going on. I feel like we're on the brink of a world war, perhaps. You know, feels like Russia's really pushing this thing. And I've paid about as much attention to this as I've paid to a close game of Risk, which, I don't know, do you guys know how Risk works?
It's a long game. We don't have
but the rules
enough
are
time
longer.
Today, Ben.
It would take me longer to explain Risk than it would what's happening with Russia and the Ukraine.
I don't think we're on the brink of World War III. I just think we're closer to the brink of World War III than we've ever been. So I don't think it's going
to
happen.
You know, I used to think there was in the 80s when Sting wrote that song about Russia, and it was like that was when it really hit me. Because I was a kid, you know. Do you know the song I'm talking about?
I don't. No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Let's see if it's in here.
I know. I think it
was
when
Sting wrote that song about Russia.
Yeah, I think it was.
Is that the Police or Sting? Because that's a big difference.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was the Police, but I thought it was Sting.
Let me see.
Fields of Gold, Fortress Around Your Heart. I don't think these are about Russia, right?
Are you talking about the one that has a lot of saxophone on it?
It's called, it's by Sting. It's called Russians. Look it up.
Oh.
It's called Russians. Look it up right now.
Let me see. It was on The Americans.
Can you play it?
Which features the guy, Matthew Reese, who looks just like Ringo.
This was his debut solo album. But listen to how ominous the music is. Russian language. November 1985.
My Russian friends would be offended by this.
In Europe, I'm America. There's a growing feeling of hysteria.
Commission
to respond to all the threats and the rhetorical speeches of the Soviets. Mr. Khrushchev said he will bury you. I don't subscribe to this point of view. Such an ignorant thing to do if the Russians love their children too.
Bam. All right, so he's saying, He's saying mutually assured destruction. Yeah, we can go down this road, but our kids would be screwed and your kids would be screwed.
I don't care.
Let's figure this out. Like, if you decide to do... Anyways.
No one cares about their kids anymore either. Like, they might care about their own children. But, like, if people cared about the future, then we would be doing things a lot differently than the way we're doing them.
Yeah? We'd all be driving like, Teslas?
I'm just saying, just in general, there's a lot of things that could be done that all begins higher up, of course, because that's how things, they all start higher up. There's a lot of things that could be done to make things a little better if you wanted to guarantee the future of your grandkids' grandkids. But, you know, it's easier. Just not worry about it.
Well,
get
I felt.
Day and go, yeah, go to the weekend and get through another week, get through another month.
That's the most stressful,
the easiest thing.
The closest, I think, in my lifetime we've ever been. And maybe I'm wrong.
Cold War?
Just like the perception of it at the time when this song came out by Sting, that song right there, you know, it sent chills up everybody's spine. It's like, golly, is this really going to happen? Are we about to have a nuclear war? And it, you know, I'm not super following all this stuff really closely because I like to goof off and I'm happy living my life in bliss. And so I'm a dumbass. But, you know, we have what's going on with COVID and the pandemic and the stress and pressure and anxiety from that. We've got shark attacks are up 40%. I don't know if you saw that.
In Florida.
40% globally, you know?
Oh, globally.
Is it just Florida?
I saw that Florida was just the leader in unprovoked shark attacks.
Okay, this is what I love, too. They're very careful to be sure to tell you that they're unprovoked.
Yeah, because they are.
Okay, so...
They're getting too close.
If you provoke a shark and you're like, hey, man, F you. You look like a fat dolphin. Then you provoke it, they'll eat you, but then it doesn't count as an unprovoked attack.
Right, because you deserved it.
So. You asked for it.
Yeah.
I've always had little issues with like, so the previous administration was like really big on like building a wall and all that stuff. And I was like, well, can we build the wall in the ocean first? Because that would stop the sharks from getting too close.
Right.
You build
you say
the wall,
sharks or sharts?
Sharks.
Okay.
You build the wall in the ocean, they come and they just, oh, yep, got to go back around. And then you cut out your shark attacks.
Yeah.
That's not a bad little... idea there. Why don't we have that?
Thank you. Just up there with all of my other classic great ideas, like live animal at a baseball game to make baseball more interesting.
Oh, like llamas?
7 o'clock. Rangers would start at 7:07, first pitch. 7 o'clock. Here you are, Rangers and Mariners tonight. You go to home plate. You got both managers out there, and one of them spins a wheel, and the wheel lands on an animal, and then they bring the animal out and just unleash it.
Okay, see, I would be in on baseball if that happened.
You would never miss... a wheel spin to see what animal
it is. We have to see if it's a squirrel tonight. It might be an eagle.
Dude, I'm telling you. Now, the PETA people, not going to go for that idea.
We're not hurting the animals.
No one's going to hurt the animal. No. If anything, the animals are going to hurt the players. And that's where I think baseball players will begin to earn their salaries a little more.
Yeah, put a tiger out there.
So disrespectful.
Good luck,
to
guys.
Baseball players. But
I don't know.
They get paid enough.
Well, someone's got to make that sport more interesting.
That's true.
I used to love it.
That's true. Somebody does need to make it more interesting. God, if I asked my kids the things they'd rather do than watch a baseball game, it'd be an extensive list. But, you know, I also think it has to do with if your team is doing well. You know, if your team is good, if you're in a baseball town. And look, this is a fair weather town. No disrespect, but this is a football town. It's a cowboy country.
Yeah.
And so... people get on board with the Mavericks or the Stars or the Rangers when they're winning. And, you know, when the Rangers went to back-to-back World Series, this was a pretty awesome little baseball town, and things were good. And I hope here locally, at least, baseball is going to be more interesting.
Because
the Rangers just spent, like, Daniels spent, like, $600 million in 2 days.
Yeah, they have a chance to be decent, for sure. But the thing about, like, you're talking about all these things coming together, though, are we closer than we've ever been? And that's where I kind of go back to... and I don't know where I stand on this. Let me just say, I will admittedly say that I'm on the fence here. But I feel like we've always been close to all this stuff. I mean, right now you add up a pandemic and all the things you mentioned. Plus, you got North Korea's just shooting projectiles into the Pacific Ocean just for fun. Just say, hey, don't forget, why are you talking to Russia? Don't forget us over here.
But in all fairness, what if they're shooting them at sharks?
Well,
you know, if they're fighting the sharks back, then, you know, maybe that's what's provoking the sharks.
Maybe. But, I don't know, North Korea's never had this, they're not known for their shark fear. They're known for
shark aggression.
Yeah.
They're sperm sharks, if you will.
Yeah.
Ma'am?
It's a type of shot.
They're not known for that.
They're exploding. The explosions are exploding in the water.
It's not what they're known for.
Yet.
The bombs they're shooting into the water.
Media coverage, though, lets us know that all these things are happening. And I hate being the guy that blames it on the media. But the truth is, once the internet happened, there's more crap out there than ever that you can go find. And there's more, versions of the truth, if you will, than ever before. Because, Cold War, pretty big stuff. Cuban Missile Crisis, you guys all dealt with that. 9/11, we dealt with that.
Yep.
We've always had, problems in the Middle East and things like that. I just think now it all feels like it's coming together at once, and it just feels like it's just beating us like we're a big punching bag, and we're just taking it, and we're taking it, and there's Omicron 2 now, and and all this stuff is happening, and you just go, oh, when does it stop? But I think what makes me feel better is if I go, it's always been like this. We just know more about it now than ever because people are talking about it more than ever because everyone has a channel now.
Yeah, there could be that. There could be something to that. So this idea that it's all happening simultaneously can feel a little overwhelming, which is why I love the show and I like going through life with everybody. Like we're kind of all in this together and we're kind of figuring it out together. But every time there's a new strain of the vid, it does get, you're like, well, okay, so another one.
Another one.
So what now? Like what, where are we going with this now? Like I want things to return to normal or as soon close as they can.
So
yeah,
bad.
That said goodbye a long time ago, buddy. Better go ahead and wrap your head around this being normal. This is what it is.
This is why
we ain't going back.
And our job is changing and evolving, too. Like, when we came over here, there were so many people that were commuting in their cars, and now there's fewer people out on the roads. There's fewer people going into the office every day. There's fewer people in office buildings. And I just want to say thank you to those of you who are tuned in listening. Like, it's awesome. Like, we're grateful to have you be a part of this, and our listener family is huge. And I think what's happening at this radio station is really cool. It's really unique. And, this is a really special thing, but our podcast numbers are great too. I know some people listen live. Some people listen at benandskinpodcast.com, and we don't really care how you listen. Just, we want you to listen. We appreciate those of you who are spreading the word for us, but yeah, I'm going through all the anxiety we'll talk to Rodney Anderson about this later, but I'm watching the news, interest rates are going, there's going to be 3 new hikes this year. Everything's stuck in ports.
Buckle up.
Like, I know some people that ordered some stuff to be sent from overseas, and it was supposed to come over here, and it was supposed to be like $7,000 per container to send something. Now it's $35,000 per container.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And then when it gets here, it's just going to sit in a harbor, and it's like, because there's not enough
harbors.
People to download them. I love David Harbour from Stranger
Things.
Oh,
yeah,
Things.
It's good too, yeah. He's good in that show.
It's just a weird time. Things are absolutely crazy. And then I saw, on top of everything, I see a report that I'll read it to you exactly. And to just pile on, because it's such a crazy time and we're all screwed in a way. Let's be screwed together. Let's go through all this together.
That's the only way you can look at it. That's the only way. Because you can't be, if you start worrying about stuff, then you're not. A famous man once said, what's the use in hurrying and what's the use in worrying? And he's right. What's the point of it?
Yeah.
None.
Now, what we can do is play a fart drop here and there.
Thank you.
Like, I have that.
I want all the real sports. I don't want the farts.
I mean,
those guys have been fired from every station they've worked at. Well, here's the latest report. Feel free to play fart drops over this.
Yeah.
It'll soften the blow.
Ew.
Don't say blow.
No.
I don't think you can say that.
This is this is from the it's called The Independent. It's I don't know anything about it. I don't know if it's a good news source.
I mean I doubt it.
I think they're on their own though.
Showed up on Twitter. And it's in writing on the internet. And it's not on Facebook, which is a positive for it.
As a guy who looked at the article, Ben, I can tell you I don't think so.
Well, sometimes an article at the very top, it says where it's being reported, like kind of Dateline, Brooklyn, Dateline, San Diego, Dateline, Euless, whatever it may be. This says space.
Okay.
Legit.
That's not good.
This must be their beat writer that's covering space.
from space.
Yeah.
It's George Jetson.
And the headline says blasts. Why can't I say that word?
Blasts.
Let me hear you guys say it.
Blasts.
See, it's weird.
Blast.
You got to hit the first S and the second S.
Blasts.
It's now, like wasps.
Say it like wasps. Matthew McConaughey.
There's been a ton of blasts. Everybody's that blast up there in space.
Blast.
All right, I heard about that blast up there in space. It's what we talked about in season one of True Detective. Remember when Woody was there and I was hugging him in the parking lot of that hospital because he got stabbed by that weird person?
Yeah, space blast is that Star Wars porn. That's what I was told from people who are on the internet. Blasts of flashing radio waves. Okay. Sorry about the delivery there.
You kind of lost me there.
Blasts of, I'm so focused on nailing blasts.
Right. It's okay. You got it.
Blasts of flashing radio waves coming from mysterious nearby object in space. And you're not on the space beat. You're not covering space. Exactly. Here's how the article starts with a quote, which is always weird, too.
From
I like
space.
This. I like this journalism that they do in space.
The writer hasn't even written anything. He's already going straight to a quote.
Headline and then quote.
That was completely unexpected, says one scientist.
That's so, not what that's, anyone okay. says if they see radio waves blasting from space. They go, holy yes, look at that.
Well, blasts can be unexpected, though.
They don't go, that was unexpected.
It could be early.
You know?
Radio waves are blasting. Look at those.
Yeah.
It's so unexpected.
Right. It just caught everyone off guard because it happened too soon. Like, we weren't expecting aliens to be here yet.
Because it's space. You're not expecting anything to happen. It's just up there, existing. Oh, cool. A rock floated by. Like, there's not a lot happening up there.
But every Star Trek, Star Wars, they all have blasts. It's pew, 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 pew. You know, there's blasting.
Sure.
There's blasting happening all over the place.
All over, yeah.
Yeah. So it starts with a quote from an unnamed scientist. It says, that was completely unexpected, said one scientist.
Put a name to the scientist's face.
It was kind of spooky for an astronomer because there's nothing known in the sky that does that.
Says that one.
Scientists have spotted a, quote, mysterious object letting out giant blasts. Okay, so did Bezos leave his penis spaceship up in space?
No, he's not,
and he can't even go that high anyways. He didn't even really take him into real space.
He's got problems. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's they launched it, and so I know they erected the launch tower and then shot it out into space, and I don't ever remember it coming back into the atmosphere.
No, they landed safely.
They did?
Yeah.
Did the spaceship come back into
yes.
the atmosphere? Okay. Whatever the object is, which is relatively nearby at just 4,000 light years away.
Oh, just 4,000 light years. Just, yeah. That's all?
It is nothing like astronomers have ever seen before. The International Center for Radio Astronomy Research, who led the research.
What?
The International Center for Radio Astronomy Research. Led the research.
Legit.
So they've got a guy who's doing bad things, and he's an international man who's just sinning. He's in charge of this?
Here's another quote. That was completely unexpected.
Oh, I get it. The International Center. Like I said.
Hold on. The first quote is...
The same quote?
Yeah, the first quote was, that was completely unexpected.
We need to know who wrote this article.
Here he is again. Okay. I guess I was reading the quote that went with the picture.
Okay.
That was completely unexpected. It was kind of spooky for an astronomer because there's nothing known in the sky that does that, and it's really quite close to us. It's about 4,000 light years away. It's in our galactic backyard. The object could be a neutron star or a white dwarf, which seems inappropriate.
Well, I don't know what...
It's a white small star.
I don't know what race has to do with it at this point.
Which I believe... Sure. Isn't that like the last stage of a star, isn't it?
Oh, damn.
If it's a dwarf?
Like after it's already exploded and everything?
I'm telling you, I quit astronomy. I mean, I just dropped out of it. Like, I'm just I'm not doing it.
That was my favorite class, but I don't remember much from it.
After they explode.
Weird math class is all it was.
Stars just fall asleep and roll over.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Exhausted.
Yeah. So you light them back up.
Yeah.
With a cigarette.
They say it could be a neutron star or a white dwarf, that it has an incredibly powerful magnetic field. It's spinning around quickly in space so that the beam of radiation flashes towards us 3 times every hour. For 1 minute out of every 20, it becomes one of the brightest radio sources in the entire sky. A student at Curtin University.
Curtin?
All right, he's studying how to make curtains?
Jerry, heads up.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. And the student's name is Tyrone O'Doherty.
I mean.
So he's a black Irish guy. Says he was the first to spot the object using a Murchison Wide Field Array telescope in outback Western Australia. Since it was found, it has turned out to perplex astronomers who have studied it. It's exciting that the source. Oh God, it just took me somewhere else.
See, that's that website did that Reset. To me. I was like, no, I'm done. You're gonna lock up my computer.
All of this does seem pretty sketchy. From it's, independent.com.
I don't believe a second of it.
Some news outlets don't have the balls to report the things that the Independent will, because they're independent.
Well, and they're also not putting money out there to have a space reporter like the Independent mm-hmm. is.
Okay, taken together, those characteristics seem to match an object known as an ultra-long magnetar.
I get it now.
Bravo, Tyrone.
Tyrone
for finding all of this.
Yeah.
You know.
He's like, I can relate.
Such an object has never actually been seen before, except in all the memes that were going around when COVID started yeah. with the guy on the edge of the bed.
That's an ultra-long magnetar.
And is a magnetar like a centaur?
Ugh.
Has to be.
That thing will hurt your back.
Somehow it's converting magnetic energy to radio waves much more effectively than anything we've ever seen before. Scientists are now watching the area intently.
Oh, they're going to get on it now? Now they're going to monitor space now?
In hope,
I mean, come on,
that it will switch back on. If it does, they will be able to point telescopes towards it in the hope of learning more. They will also look through the archives of observations to see whether there have been other examples of such objects that have been missed in the past. More detections will tell astronomers whether this is really rare, a one-off event, or a vast new population we've never noticed before.
I think it's weird for how many people they have just looking at space at all times that they haven't yet found a population.
Well, because it's so far away that we don't have a microscope that can see that far.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
In 2022, we're still going with that?
They're trying.
It's a thick black magnetar that is in outer space.
Maybe that's where that guy went when he died.
Maybe it's a constellation
of that guy.
Wow. What if they were like, dude?
He's sending a signal.
Hey, it goes up and down.
Delete my meme.
Somebody needs to trace it and see what it is.
It goes up during J-Lo and Shakira's yeah. halftime Super Bowl performance.
And see, this is why we can't have serious conversations.
Yeah.
And
I trust the science, Ben.
This is the dumbest show that's ever existed.
I believe in the science. That's just me.
And we'll get what we deserve.
You're talking about magnetars or whatever from the Independent. Yeah. It's like I believe in science.
It's like a bull up top and a human from the waist down, I think, is what a magnetar is. Okay. Right? Or isn't it? Or
so
is it
switched?
Or is it a bull in the front and a human, or a human in the front and a bull in the back?
How'd the bull get to space?
Or a horse.
A centaur is a human at the top. I've never heard it the other way around.
Oh.
Minotaur?
But that would be funny.
Yeah. What if Bezos took one up in the Space Penis 05 or whatever it's called, Space Penis Galaxy 9000?
Maybe he did. Yeah, it was a failed science experiment. He's like, yeah. We got to get rid of this.
He ain't going that high, though. Again, we need to be clear. When we talk about him and Elon, those guys are like crossing the threshold of the atmosphere. They're like, oh, we're good. We're in space. And then back. Bring it back. Bring it back down.
Right. So those things don't even explode back on the Earth.
No.
Because they never quite make it.
No.
All the way to where they're Sex trying to down. Go. Ecstasy of achieving incredible things in space.
Yeah. So aliens or no?
Do you feel like the shark attack? Okay, how about this? Are shark attacks up worldwide
On Crescent Moon nights, yes.
By 40%?
Is that a fact, or did you just throw that out there?
Oh, yeah.
Or is a giant alien space penis ship trying to get your attention?
Or
I think it's the Russians trying to divert us off what's going on in the Ukraine.
Okay.
Hmm.
KT wins. I'll let you
All right, there
That's
you go.
I'm right.
There it is. That's but hey, as we all go through this together, the anxiety of the vid, the sharks, the space peen, all the things that are happening, we're grateful that you choose to listen to the Ben and Skin Show 2-5, 97.1 The Eagle. Keep doing it. Keep sharing the show. Hashtag grow the show. Keep telling your friends about it, and you'll continue to get incredible news reporting like you just experienced. Coming up next, five things you need to know about Sean Payton and Jerry Jones. Is this thing really happening? We'll get into that next on 97.1 The Eagle.